The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It could be a huge breakthrough in the treatment of HIV.
It's potentially game-changing.
More after this from Charlie. There are thousands of people with HIV who need to take their pills every day to stay alive. Jay Johnson, age 53, is one of them. He's been taking his pills twice a day for the last 20 years.
It's always in the back of my mind that this medical regimen that I'm on could stop working. It could potentially cause me to lose the battle.
And yet, some people have the virus, don't take pills, and still don't develop AIDS. And it turns out there's a reason for that. HIV infects immune cells by binding to a specific molecule on the cell surface. The patients with natural immunity don't have this molecule. So Dr. Pablo Tabas said, aha, let's figure out a way to remove this molecule from the immune cells of HIV patients. Here's CBS medical correspondent Dr. John Lapook.
Dr. Tabas and his colleagues extracted immune cells from the trial patients, then disabled the gene for this molecule. The cells were re-injected into the patients to try to create resistance to HIV.
We proved the concept that you can modify the cells, reinfuse them back into the patients safely, and that they live longer in the presence of HIV.
And Jay Johnson is now living proof. He was given this new treatment and to test it for the first time in 20 years, he stopped taking his pills.
More than 3 years later, those modified cells continue to circulate in Johnson's body, and he continues to feel fine.
It makes me want to shout out to the world that, you know, there could be an end to this.
This was just a small test. It's not a cure, but it does mean that a cure is finally in sight. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.